Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? We're back with the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley and Britton, and this is our episode 30. That is a big number for us. How fun. And we are in our Fighting Words round 4. This is going to be kind of like our wrap up. This is our last Fighting Words round, which we might revisit it sometime in the future and do a few more here and there. But this is our last one for this series right now.
Yes, we've had so much fun with this series. If you haven't checked out the first 3 Fighting Words, go check them out. They're really good. You don't even have to watch them in order. Just go listen to them when you can. But today's, we are getting real about it because this phrase today is one that we think could change our school, could change our church, could change literally the world if we would all follow it. And it's something that both of us have struggled with, honestly. So we wanted to talk about it today, but would you like to go ahead and say what Fighting Words 4 is?
Yes, it is be the peer pressure. So just to kind of like briefly describe this phrase, it's instead of being pressured by, like when we think of peer pressure, I think a lot of us think, oh, people are like pressuring us to do bad things or whatever. But if you can be the peer pressure, you are calling people up and you're building them up and edifying them to be better. You're telling them that they can be better.
And I think the peer pressure that we usually think of is basically pressures from the world that we have to fight against. But for us, it's like, we should be the peer pressure to pressure people to be more like Jesus and lead them closer to Jesus. And I think when I kind of thought of this concept, I thought of like a very specific example. And I am not somebody that I feel like it's hard for me to give in to peer pressure, because I think like if there was a group of friends that I was around and every single one of them was cussing, I don't think it's hard for me to not give in to that. Like it's easy for me to just be like, I'll just sit here quiet. Like I'll just ignore the peer pressure, but it's hard for me to call it out and call those people up. It's hard for me to be like, hey, what you're doing, this is not reflecting who we're supposed to be. So why don't we instead stop talking like this and act more like you should, because you should be reflecting Jesus in your life. And right now you're not. And I think that's a really hard thing for me to do, because I want to be a liked person. I want people to like me. Like we both took Enneagram tests the other night, and I'm a 9, meaning I hate conflict. I hate tension. I'm like the peacemaker. I don't want to be that person. And I'm afraid of like losing relationships. I'm afraid of losing connections with other people or having people think that I'm weird or uncool or whatever it may be. But like we're called to be set apart and we're called to be different. I even, Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And I think it's really important to know that we're going to be different if we're truly pressuring others and pressuring ourselves to be more like Jesus, we're going to look different than the world, and we're supposed to.
Yeah. And like we are supposed to, because God made us different because Jesus was different than the world. He's perfect and he never sinned. And if we have Jesus within us, then we are supposed to be different. We're supposed to look different. And people may hate you if you're calling them up, which some people may think, like, normally when you call people out, that means that you're being like, oh, you did this wrong and you're doing this wrong right now, and why are you doing this? Like, that's rude and hurtful. But if you call somebody up, then you're telling them that you know they have potential to be better, because we all have potential to be better. We all are not going 100% the best people that we can be. We're just not, because we're lazy and we don't want to try, because we don't care enough.
We talked about, like, we haven't really seen a revival yet in our generation, and our generation is supposed to be called the revival generation right now. Like, that's what all the camps and everything's calling it. But I think something that why we're not seeing it is because we keep using the excuse of, oh, well, we're all just high schoolers. We're all just teenagers. We're all, for girls, we're all just girls. Like, we're just girls. We're just teenagers. We're not going to, it's not a big deal. Like, we're going to mess up and oh well. But like, that should break your heart that if you are messing up, what are you doing about it? Like, are you just staying in this cycle of, oh, well, God's going to love me anyway, so he'll forgive me if I ask him. That's not the point of, if you truly are following Jesus, you should want to be better every single day. And it should break your heart when you're doing something wrong. And it should break your heart when you're not leading others to Jesus. Like, again, you said you had a specific girl that came to mind. We were talking about this earlier when we were talking about the podcast. We talked about a guy that came to mind in our school who is probably one of the greatest influences, like, of a high schooler, a high school guy that we've ever seen. But we know that there's something about it that if he changed, he's a great influence, but he also uses bad language. Like, we hear it, and he may not see that we hear it all the time, but if he cleaned up his mouth, I think our school would be different. I think everyone around him would see it, and they would see, hey, there's something so different about him that he's willing to not fit in. He's willing to be like, hey, that's uncool. I don't know if you think it is or not, but that's uncool. And another guy that came to mind that always encourages me anytime I'm around him, like anytime I see him in the hallway, anytime I have a conversation with him, he's always like, hey, you're doing great with the podcast. This is so encouraging. And I love when people build me up like that, because I need encouragement sometimes. I need people to say, hey, what you're doing matters. But then I hear, after he has that conversation with me, he turns around and cusses his friend out. And it's like, what are you doing? You're trying to encourage me and telling me that, hey, you're being a great Christian influence. Like, I want to do this. I want to be better. And then I hear you say that. And why are you doing that? And I wish with everything in me that I had the courage to go tell him that, but I don't.
Yeah, we need help with it too, because we all struggle with this, because people, we want to fit in. Yeah. We want to be accepted by other people. And that's just like everybody does. Everybody wants influence. Everybody wants to be liked, because you don't want to be hated, mm-hmm. but you might be, because people hate it. They just do.
People hated Jesus.
Exactly. And they don't want to know that what they're doing, and maybe they do know that what they're doing is not helping them. It's not helping anybody, but they don't care enough, because they think, oh, well, I know this is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's the easy way out, or because this is what my friends are doing, because there's so much power through influence and through your friend groups, and you can be influenced by the people that maybe are not doing things that are building others up, or maybe they're not doing anything that's encouraging to anybody. But then you can be the person, if you see that in them, you can call them up for it and be like, I know you're better than this. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. You should be putting your words into speaking truth and speaking life instead of death. And if you call other people out, you have to be prepared to get called out yourself, called up. And I think there's a whole commitment with this phrase, which is another reason why I'm scared to do this.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be called up. I don't want somebody to call something that I'm doing. I don't want them to call out, be like, you're being really negative right now. You're not focusing on the positive. You're saying that you don't want to be here, and you're not making the most of every moment. That is something that I struggle with a lot, because
you don't want to be called out, but you just want, the results that come from it eventually. Yeah.
And you have to accept it yourself, because there are so many times where I know that I need to be called up.
Yeah.
And I would wish there were other people that would do that for me. We were going through earlier, like you said, when we were preparing, we were thinking, okay, who are people that actually do this well? Mm-hmm. Who are people that we know?
And we sat there staring at, because I was doing this with our, like, we were writing down some notes yesterday about what should we talk about. And we were sitting there like, we don't know anyone that's good at this.
We came up with one person, and it is Sawyer Grace. And at our school, she is the only one. And obviously she's not perfect, but she's always trying to make sure that other people feel loved, or make sure that other people know and are encouraged, and that she can do whatever she can to help somebody else.
Yeah.
And like every time she passes me in the hallway, she'll smile at me. And that makes me feel loved because it's a senior that's smiling at a little freshman. Like,
yeah,
there's so many things that if people would just smile or be joyful and take small steps with it, but also be calling other people up with that, then everything would be radically changed.
Yeah. Because we were talking about other people. There's another girl that, again, is such a great Christian influence if she would stop being selfish. If she would walk into a room and every single room she walked into, if she would say, you know what, I'm going to make sure I'm giving everything I have to everyone in here, not, oh, what can I gain from these people? Like, start being considerate. And I think our school would change. There's another girl, one of my close friends, who is possibly one of the best Christian influences I know because she has, or has a potential to be, because she's grown up in church. She knows about Jesus. She has a relationship with him. She's done mission work for him. Like, she knows how to do it. But there's something about it that every now and then she'll fall into a trap of talking bad about people. I wish I had the strong courage to build her up and say, hey, I'm not trying to call you out because I'm not a perfect person. If anyone ever tells you that Christians are perfect, they're not. But I want to be better, and I want people to tell me, hey, this is what you need to be doing. Because even though I may hate you for a good 30 seconds and be like, I can't believe they just called me out, that's so rude, but then you'll come to terms with it and realize this is how we're called to live. And if I did that with her, I think she would realize loving others can go so far. And even if, like, you're not going to like everybody that you come up against in life, you're just not. But if we would start showing everyone love, our world would be different. We both have close friends that don't know Jesus and they don't have a relationship with him. And that's our fault. And it's not all our fault, but it's our fault. And it's the fault of the people in our school because they're not seeing anything different in us that they're seeing us or Christians in our school. They're not seeing anything different with us compared to other teenagers. They're not seeing anything different in the Christian influences in our school compared to the non-Christian influences in our school. They think, oh, well, these people go to church, so maybe there's, like, because there are certain things that you can see small things in people and see, like, oh, they have more joy, they have more whatever. But they don't connect that with, oh, it's because you've truly followed Jesus that your life is showing it. I truly think if everyone would start stepping up to that, or even a few people would start stepping up to that, then we would see people come to know Jesus because they would see a difference in us.
Because everybody makes such an impact on other people's life. Everybody that you come across, they are making an impact on your life.
And yeah, we all have influence.
Yeah, and you know, like, if you, there are some people that you know, oh, they've told me that they're a Christian or they've accepted Jesus. Yeah, I know that about them. But, and if there are, like you said, we both have close friends that I know they're not saved. Like, I know they need to be closer. And, like, there are some influences in their life that are building them up and trying to help bring them closer to Jesus. But then they're surrounded all the time by people that are not living out what we should be living out.
Yeah.
And me included, like, sometimes when I'm around people, I will just be negative and I'm gossiping about other people and I don't even realize it. Like, I'll catch myself doing it and I'm thinking, I'm not being an influence on any,
yeah.
I'm not being a positive influence on anybody's life. They're not seeing me in a different light than they're seeing this person who's not got a relationship with Jesus. And that breaks my heart because I am supposed to be different. Jesus is inside of me and I'm supposed to look different than the world, and I'm not.
And we've got to stop using our excuses. Like, because the thing that I was talking about earlier about being different, like teenagers saying, oh, we're all just teenagers, that's why we're messing up. You were talking about that earlier. And it's something that if we would quit using that excuse and start saying, there is no excuse. We're either going to follow Jesus all the way or we're not. We're either going to be completely on fire, because people are always like, oh yeah, I'm on fire for Jesus, I'm so excited. Are you really? Or, like, is your life really lining up with that? And we're saying this because we need people to call us up too. And we need people, honestly, to pray for us, because this is something that we've struggled with. We've struggled with trying to influence other people and lead them closer to Jesus. So I think if we would all encourage each other and build each other up, like you said, you've got to be prepared. If you're going to call that person out for what they're doing and try to call them up and say, hey, it's not that I'm trying to call you out and say, like we just said with our examples about these people that come to mind, we're not trying to call them out. We're not trying to be like, oh, you did this wrong. We're trying to say, you have the potential to be one of the greatest Christian influences in our school, in our community, because if you were to step up, people might come to know Jesus through you. And that's so powerful.
And we're saying these things because we see it in you.
Yeah.
We see the potential in you. And I hope that everybody sees it in us too, because we are meant to be better. Mm-hmm. And our school needs it, which, like, we're not trying to call anybody out. That's why we didn't say your names.
Yeah.
If we were trying to call you out, we would have name dropped. But we're trying to call people up because we know that you have the potential to mm-hmm. be 100 times better. And our school needs it, like other schools need it. Everybody needs this phrase, and they need the courage that comes along with it, because they need to be better, and we need to be the church, and the church needs to be better. Everybody mm-hmm. needs this.
I think the people that are lost in our school and the people that are lost in our community would truly find Jesus if we were all to step up to the plate, because if they see this difference in us and if they see the church truly being the church, then I think their lives will change. And I think the people that already do know Jesus, if they see other people doing this, they're going to change too. And it just starts with a couple of people being willing to say, hey, I'm actually going to be the peer pressure.
Yeah. And we all need to just quit being lazy and quit being fake. And absolutely every single one of us, even us.
Yeah.
Like, we're not perfect. We need to be called up too.
Yeah.
We just need to be encouraged in that and know, and just pushed a little bit, because if you push me to do something, most likely I'm going to do it because I'm like, oh, they noticed that I'm doing this bad.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want anybody else to notice. So I'm going to be better, because we all need it.
And wrapping up our Fighting Words series, whenever in the book of Acts, whenever someone prayed for boldness, it was always answered immediately. And that's what we need. We need people to pray that we would be bold, because we want to be the people in our school that can call you up and call you to what God has called you to do and say, hey, you know what? I see so much potential in you. If you would do this, if you would go towards your God-given purpose, if you would stop leaving behind all of this mess and distraction that's taking you away from that, we could literally, our whole school would be different. So we need the boldness to tell people that. And we hope that other people listening are going to pray for that boldness for themselves too.
Yeah. And pray for every single believer in our school
yeah.
to be bold and to start flipping some tables, to start going for it and just being the peer pressure.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope this has really encouraged and motivated you today, and we will see you back for next week's episode.